This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Second hour here on Friday the 13th. And we were talking about the announced plans for a new police headquarters for the New Bedford Police Department. And we'll take your thoughts. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We were talking about some of the potential sites for it. And as I said, I did not get to go to the press conference yesterday, but that would have been one of my questions is it going to be, you know, when this project manager is hired and is tasked with finding the ideal site for this, will they only be looking at property that the city already owns, or would the city considering making a purchase of available land? And I don't know where that is, but would they be willing to make a purchase if that's what it required? Because as it is, you know, and just going by the fact that other municipalities with similar police departments have recently spent $100 million to build a new police headquarters. If this is $100 million, then you've also got to buy the land. You know, what are we looking at? Now, this will be paid for by municipal bonds, which means they'll get the money to build it, and then they'll slowly pay it back over time with interest. So it's going to cost you that money, but not all at once. And it's something that has to get done. It should have been done 25 years ago. And it was punted. And they had the police department working out of a former supermarket for a quarter century. So I don't think anybody will argue that it's necessary, but they'll still ask whether or not the city can afford it. Gibo says, how about the bend on Nauset Street where that car lot was near the Minuteman car wash for the police station? Plenty of room. Right, but I don't know if that's privately owned land, is it? So there's, and really it also depends on what they think the necessary footprint is for this, because if it is just headquarters, you got to think, too, that's where the detective division works out of and some of the other units. And this, so this is going to be, there's going to be a need for a lot of space. Is it going to go up or is it going to go out? I think most of the time, the desire is to build wider rather than taller. Granted, it could be a two-story building, but is it going to be a three-story building? Will they put holding cells in it? Will they have a community room like the Freetown Police Department has in their new police station that they just built? In fact, a couple of years ago, I had to make a special request. I got booked by the Freetown Library to come and talk about the Bridgewater Triangle. And they said, you know, we don't have a lot of room in the library for a crowd, but we have the community room at the police station that we use. So instead of speaking at the library, I spoke at the police station. And so naturally, I had to put in the request of, well, I'll only do it if the police will bring out their Pukwudgie Crossing sign and put it in the room. And they did. And everybody got to go up and take a photo with the Pukwudgie Crossing sign, which was a lot of fun. But will it have space like that, where there could be regular meetings with the community, or the community can use that space? So when you have a neighborhood group that wants to meet or something, you know, you could do it there. So these are all things that this project manager will look into and address. But right now, all we know is that the city's starting the process. They're going to put out a request for services for the project manager very soon. And then we'll see who applies. Participation trophy wife chastised me for sparking paranoia on Friday the 13th in the last hour. But listen, people who freak out about Friday the 13th are going to do it anyway. I'm trying to talk people down and tell you it's just another day. You know, the cheesy saying is, your luck is what you make it. And really, that is. If you walk out of the house today believing something bad is going to happen, you're going to kind of invite that bad thing to happen. Or what will happen is, inevitably something bad will happen to you and you'll blame it on the day. I have two different ways I can leave my neighborhood to come to work. And I honestly have the thought of, well, if I go this way, I have a better day than if I go that way. And it doesn't matter. I know that it's not true. But I still, that thought still enters my head. But the fear of Friday the 13th doesn't just come from the legends and superstitions associated with the date. And we can talk about some of those. But it really comes from the fact that a number of people have triskaidekaphobia, which is the fear of the number 13. But the idea of it being Friday the 13th, there's some, nobody knows the real reason why people are afraid of Friday the 13th, but there's a lot of popular theories as to it. But here's an interesting fact that you might not know. Because we use the Gregorian calendar, that means that the 13th of any month is slightly more likely to fall on a Friday than any other day of the week. But it's also not, Friday the 13th isn't something that is a universal superstition. Greece and Spanish-speaking countries, they consider Tuesday the 13th to be bad luck. And in Italy, it's Friday the 17th. But so where does this come from? There's a CNN article that came out a couple years ago that really kind of dives into some of this. And the idea of Friday the 13th being unlucky comes about because Friday and the 13th are considered to be unlucky. So when they're happening together, you're getting an amalgamation of those fears. One author, Charles Panatti, traced it back to Norse mythology when Loki, the god of mischief, gate-crashed a banquet in Valhalla, bringing the number of gods in attendance to 13. Deceived by Loki, the blind god Hodor was tricked into shooting his brother Baldur, the god of light, joy, and goodness, with a mistletoe-tipped arrow, killing him instantly. And then that spread from Scandinavia throughout the rest of Europe. Then there's the idea that 13 is unlucky because Jesus and his disciples were gathering for the Last Supper. And the 13th and most infamous guest to arrive, Judas Iscariot, was the disciple who betrayed Jesus, leading to the crucifixion on Good Friday. But Friday is considered a bad luck day in the Bible anyway, because it's said to be the day Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge. It's the day that Cain murdered his brother Abel. It's the day the Temple of Solomon was toppled and the day that Noah's Ark set sail in the Great Flood. But honestly, this Friday the 13th, unlucky day, and you know, you hear the stories about the Knights Templar, that this was the day that the Pope ordered that the Knights Templar were all killed. That is, you know, one of the theories about it. But really, the Friday the 13th mystique didn't come about until the Victorian era. A 1907 novel called Friday the 13th by Thomas W. Lawson captured the imagination with its tale of an unscrupulous broker who took advantage of the superstitions around the date to deliberately crash the stock market. So that's where they were combining the idea of Friday the 13th with bad luck. Before that, it was just a day that was feared. So a lot of strange things that have led to the way that we feel about Friday the 13th now. And then, of course, the horror franchise comes out actually having nothing to do with Friday the 13th. I'm trying to think of all the times I've seen it. Can't even remember if there's any line where they reference it. But it's just something that has become embedded in our brains. Friday the 13th, unlucky, bad day. Avoid black cats. Avoid walking under ladders. You know, don't walk under a ladder anyway. It's not safe. You can knock the ladder over. Somebody on it. The superstition is just something that people use as an excuse to blame for things and as a crutch to make decisions based on. Nothing's going to hurt you. And for people who are superstitious, as long as it doesn't, you know, cripple you and prevent you from going about your everyday life, well, you know, better safe than sorry then, right? Like I said, I still throw the salt over my shoulder if I spill it. I still try to avoid stepping on a crack. Although when I, you know, when I get mad at my mom when I was a kid, I'd be like, I'll step on this crack. I will step on this crack. And she would yell, go ahead and do it. I don't believe in that. But I think people now just more believe it, you know, culturally and more because it's fun. It's kind of fun to have a day like today where you can make jokes about it. Speaking of bad luck, 508-996-0500. Oh, no. What happened there? All right. I'm going to take a quick break here, get it out of the way. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, when Ron Padillo, you know, Horseshack, mm-hmm. When he was in the grave when he was electrocuted by the lightning, that was Friday the 13th, that day that they did that.
Oh, okay.
It was Yeah.
What was that? That was part six, right?
No, I'm thinking it was earlier than that. Maybe five.
Well, it might have been
four.
You think it might have been four? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what that was. And so, and also, a little something you might not didn't know is like, in Bizarro World, which I'm from, the Superman's alter ego, the 31st of the month. So they have seven of those every year. And so they have every year, they have seven of those, which is considered, instead of bad luck, it's great luck for them. And so that's Bizarro with Superman. So
I should have gone with my first instinct. I was right. It was part six.
Yeah, okay. Well, I remember that and watching that in the theater. Oh, man, I don't remember. Like, was that like 89?
86.
So that's more like, cause I remember. My baby daughter was born, and she was desperate.
We can barely hear you, Lamone. You're far away.
Do I sound better now?
Yes.
Better?
Yes.
All right. I've got. I'm just hanging from this pole up here, swinging back and forth. Got a nice breeze blowing out here. This feels really good out here. So you know, I told you how yesterday was the first time under 100 degrees since beginning of May. Well, the end of May. And so we're expecting it to go back up to 106 here, like this weekend. So I just wanted to say thank you for allowing us to enjoy a respite of coolness. And maybe we'll get some rain. At least it's not as bad as it was at 250 straight days without any rain, any measurable rain here in Las Vegas, in southern Nevada. That was horrible. We needed rain. And that's what, and you see how, did you see where the fires in California, they arrested arsonists? Did you hear about that?
No.
The guy that arrested? Remember what I told you, like, since 2014, like 87 to 93% of all the fires in the West Coast and in Canada and even in Hawaii, those fires up there were all done by arsonists. And so that's how, one reason why all the water, we didn't have hardly any water, but remember, we had to put out the fire and stuff like that because of arsonists starting that stuff. And they arrested this one dude. They said it's something like close to $1 billion worth of things lost that he made mistakes before. But they said,
we're losing you again. You're too far from the phone.
I said, oh, this breeze going. They said there's more than $1 billion that he might be responsible for doing. And this isn't his first go around. He's had other things that he's set fire, other fires, stuff like that. So you guys watch out. You see the fires in the wild country and whatnot, or wildfires. Take a step and look back. You know, it's like, I'm not saying all of them are arsonists, but more than needs to be is arsonists. And that's terrible. Killing all the animals, like Bigfoots, you know, Sasquatches. I think, burning them out of their house and home, something like that. That's where, you know, like you see, down in Australia, where they had the fires up there. That was arsonist started too. Remember they showed the baby koalas and stuff like that that were burned and things like that. The baby koalas that, crying like that.
Yeah, I mean that was a traumatic impression. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I got to hold you there, though, Lamone, because we gotta go into the news.
I'll be appearing all week.
Okay.
Tip your cocktail waitress.
You can see Lamone's Wild Kingdom.
So are you going to do it spooky?
No, actually, it's going to be a little bit longer, but while we're on hiatus, because today's a big day. Today's a big day for Stephanie.
Okay, today's that day, huh?
It is that day.
Little puck wedgie's coming. All right. Another puck wedgie. That's what I'm saying. I'm happy for it. She'll be a big sister.
It's supposed to be today. Anyway, that's the day I have on my calendar. So we'll see what happens.
Do you have something for her? Do you have something, you know, you're going to give the, do you say no for the boy or girl?
It's a girl. Yes. And I have not got anything yet. I will get something probably when I go to the hospital to see the baby. Cause that's how I roll.
I loved kids. Like I said, you know, I've got three daughters. Like I said, and I remember they were all born. I was there for each and every one of their births. And like I said, I feel really sad when there's people that miss out on them. Like a lot of people, I remember thinking, like, will I be like,
I don't want to cut you off, but Phil's giving me that look, Limon.
Hey, Phil, welcome back, Phil.
Thank you.
All right, God bless. Okay, so I just want to say thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful weekend and enjoy the weather. Is the weather going to be good for you guys?
It'll be pretty good. All right, I'm holding you there, Limon. You have a great day.
All right. God bless you. Give your parents a hug for me, please.
Will do. All right, that is Limon in Las Vegas. All right, Phil. I'm sorry. Next time we can just send Limon the script and have him read the news while he's on the phone.
You know, I'd sit back and watch that with some glee. I think that would be great.
Let's not give him any ideas.
All right. Okay.
He's
working on a script right now. I know it.
But that's the thing, is like, how true the story is going to be. Like, well, that's.
it doesn't matter.
Can't guarantee the credibility, but it'll certainly be entertaining. All right. Well, it's time to get the actual, true, real, credible news with Phil Devitt.
Trump says one and done, no more debates with Kamala Harris. Boeing going back to the negotiation table with unhappy workers. And Green Day celebrates an American Idiot milestone.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump is ruling out another debate with Vice President Kamala Harris. Nick Harper reports.
In a post on Truth Social, Donald Trump said rather than debating, Kamala Harris should focus on what she should have done during the last almost four-year period. He said he won Tuesday night's debate. Following their encounter, the Harris campaign said that the vice president would welcome another face-off with the former president. Trump also debated Joe Biden back in June, the debate that effectively ended Biden's re-election bid following a halting, stumbling performance from the aging president. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Boeing says it's ready to renegotiate after its workers voted to go on strike. John Holden with the Machinists Union said the workers deserve better.
You know, I'm proud of our members. I'm proud of them for standing up and fighting for more, for each other, for their families, for the community. There's a lot at stake here.
Thousands of aircraft employees at the manufacturing plants in Seattle and Portland rejected the Boeing contract offer on Thursday and voted to walk out today. In a statement, Boeing said the message was clear that the tentative agreement was not acceptable to members and they're ready to get back to the table to reach a new one. The earthquake that struck Malibu Thursday was the 14th this year in Southern California to have at least a magnitude of 4.0. Michael Kastner with the details.
That's the most to hit the region since 1988. While many people tend to think that smaller quakes like yesterday's reduce the odds of a big one, experts say it doesn't quite work that way and can actually slightly increase the chance of a future earthquake that's about the same magnitude or larger. Yesterday's quake was followed by more than two dozen aftershocks, with more possible in the days ahead. In Los Angeles, I'm Michael Kastner.
After wrapping up the longest overseas trip of his papacy, Pope Francis is heading home today. The 87-year-old pontiff spent 12 days across four countries in the South Pacific and Southeast Asia. A Florida man who sold his $85 million mansion on Miami's Indian Creek Island for a bargain is suing the realtor, who did not disclose that the buyer was the world's second richest man. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos bought the home for $79 million. Can you hear the sound of hysteria? And Green Day's American Idiot is hitting a big milestone. The song has surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song joins Basket Case as Green Day's second song to pass the 1 billion mark. Green Day currently celebrating the 20th anniversary of its album of the same name and have an anniversary box set dropping on October 25th.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Yankees 2-1. Can they turn it around on Friday the 13th? Another game tonight in New York. Patriots and Seattle Seahawks in Foxborough Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Friday. Starting out the morning with some patchy fog out there. Temperature in the upper 50s. Under mostly cloudy skies, skies will be clearing up nicely as we head into the afternoon. Abundant sunshine, temperature in the upper 70s. Overnight, patchy fog around 60, sunny and mid-70s by tomorrow. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Davitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world gets still. I'm learning to fly.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And Monday is the big day. Monday is the launch of Money Talks. Because as you know, here on WBSM, they pay us to talk to you. But this is our chance to pay you for listening. That's right. You could get paid just for listening to the best talk on the South Coast. It's your chance to win $30,000 with Money Talks. Starting next Monday, we will have your Money Talks codes 10 times every day during my show, during Chris, during Barry and Howie. And when you hear that code, enter it at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app on our Money Talks page, and you will be entered to win. 10 chances to win each and every day. And each time there's a code, they'll select a $100 winner. For more information on how to play, visit WBSM.com or the app. You can walk the walk when you make the money talk. It's your chance to win 30 grand. Download our WBSM app, listen, and win starting next Monday, September 18th. So looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully somebody wins $30,000 that could really use it. But if you win it and you want to spend it frivolously, I'm a size XL in sandwiches. So 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We were talking about a couple of different things this morning, talking about the new New Bedford police station, police headquarters, rather, that's going to be built, I guess, in the next 3 to 4 years is what they said. They have put out the, well, they will be putting out the request for services to hire a project manager for it. So we can talk more about that. We can also keep talking about Friday the 13th if you want. Do you have any superstitions? Do you have any phobias? What are you afraid of? I'm afraid of bees. Not like honeybees or bumblebees, but I'm afraid of like wasps and hornets and stuff like that. I just don't want anything to do. It's not like I'm terrified of them. I used to be when I was a kid, but I just don't want anything to do with them. If I see a nest, I go out and buy a can of that spray and just spray the whole thing down. I'm not taking any chances. Participation trophy wife says, if I get abducted by aliens or hit by a meteor today, I'm blaming you because, you know, I said nothing's going to happen just because it's Friday the 13th. She does say I'm off the hook if it happens tomorrow, though. Saturday the 14th. That was a great movie when we were kids. I don't know how it would hold up now, but anyway, yeah, if you have any phobias or fears or superstitions, shoot me an app chat message. Give me a call, 508-996-0500. But there's other police news that came out the last few days. So since the school shooting in Georgia, there has been a number of incidents of threats being made against schools, local schools, including yesterday in Swansea at Joseph Case High School and Bridgewater Raynham High School. So in the Bridgewater Raynham story, a parent received an anonymous phone call threatening their child with a weapon. And once this person contacted the school put everybody in a shelter in place and notified the police. The police investigated it and said that there was no credible threat. And then students were dismissed. But they've got to investigate they've got to take all of these seriously. In Swansea, the story is that the Swansea Police Department said an investigation found no credible threats among a number of non-specific social media threats made by a high school student. Multiple students spoke to Joseph Case High School Athletic Director Anthony Palladino September 11th about several threats a student made on social media. The school then, by the way, this comes from ABC6. The school then contacted the police who identified the student and visited their home and determined that they had, quote, no means to carry out the threats. Police added that the student has been removed from the school, but no criminal charges have been filed, and Swansea Public Schools will handle the matter internally. And they'll also have an increased police presence at the school. But there's stuff going around social media that is suggesting that, you know, there were names in this social media post that this person put making these threats. So I don't know, you know, what their determination was about that. And if just because there were names, maybe I don't know. I don't want to speculate on that. But a lot of parents have been upset in the comments that I've seen because of just what I said. The student got removed from the school, but no criminal charges are filed and the school will handle it. And that's what's actually been going on with a number of these cases, is that you'll see that in the story, that the police department doesn't press charges, that the school will handle it as a disciplinary matter. And when you think about it, if a kid is doing something stupid, saying something stupid, and they don't actually mean malicious harm toward anybody, do you want that to be something that follows them around? Do you want them to face criminal charges for that? Or is a school punishment enough? 508-996-0500. But, you know, there's got to be some bite to the punishment to deter not only that student from doing something like that again. You hope that they've learned their lesson, but also from other students from doing the same thing. Because here we are seeing, you know, this isn't a case where there's one person, you know, swatting all these schools. This is they're finding individual students involved in these threats in the wake of an actual school shooting. So if this was just one, you know, sick, deranged person at home sending out threats to schools and government offices and hospitals like we've had happen before, I'll never forget getting the email with the subject line, "Murder you at WBSM." But, you know, that turned out to just be an ill person that was doing that to everybody. This isn't that. This is individual students in these schools who are just being stupid. And I'm going to guess that they might have some issues that need to be addressed, some mental health challenges. But still, does there need to be more bite to the punishment? App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We will be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App Chat open line voicemail on the WBSM app. And we did get an open line voicemail for our contest that I'll play in a moment. But this is the last day we will be giving away tickets to the Soundside Music Festival happening September 28th and 29th in Bridgeport, Connecticut at Seaside Park. If you'd like to get tickets, you can purchase them directly from the link we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But if you want to try to enter to win tickets, we are giving away tickets to Sunday's performance on September 29th, headlined by the Foo Fighters, with Bleachers, Norah Jones, Teddy Swims, Gregory Allen Isakoff, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, The Warren Treaty, Hooray for the Riff Raff, and Darren Keeley, or Kylie. Those are all the acts that are playing on Sunday. But we've also got one grand prize of a pair of wristbands to both days, Saturday and Sunday. And the Saturday lineup is Noah Kahan, Goo Goo Dolls, Fleet Foxes, Boys to Men, Grace Potter, The Sacred Souls, Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories, Maddie Diaz and Rija. Rija, I hope I'm getting all these names right. But, I mean, who would want to go to both days, right, with all of those great artists? And there are still some limited packages available to get both days, VIP, but the single day tickets, I believe, have sold out for Saturday. But I asked for folks to let us know if you wanted to enter to win the grand prize. Send us an open line voicemail with who you most want to see. And we got a few already of people who were all about Goo Goo Dolls. And you know what? I think we're about to make it a clean sweep for Goo Goo Dolls, because here's the one that we received recently.
The band I most want to see is the Goo Goo Dolls. I've been a fan for 25 years, and their music has helped me through many dark days. Their shows are my happy place. Getting lost in their music for an hour or two gives me peace from my hectic life.
So with all these people talking about how much the Goo Goo Dolls have affected them and changed their lives, I've decided we're not giving these away anymore. I'm keeping them so I can go see Goo Goo Dolls. No, I'm just kidding. We still have time for you to send that open line voicemail if you would like to enter to win. So, and if you just want to go to Sunday, you can just fill out your information at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app on the contest page there. So just wanted to let you know that it's all about Goo Goo Dolls, which makes me think these are folks, these aren't folks that are from around here, right? Because if these were New England folks, they'd want to be going to see Noah Kahan. One of the biggest acts right now. The guy played Fenway Park. So where are all the Noah Kahan fans? Maybe they are already going. Maybe they already got their tickets. Maybe that's why they don't have single day tickets anymore for Saturday, except for those special VIP packages. But anyway, yes. So you have until, I'd say probably about 8:30, the 8:30 news to get those in, because after that I won't be able to preview them to be able to play them on the air. And then next week we'll have concert tickets. We'll have comedy tickets, rather, to give away. Next week we will be giving away tickets to see, well, being advertised as Eddie Izzard at the Vets in Providence. But those who know that Eddie Izzard also goes by Susie Izzard now. And so this is the remix tour. So I'm guessing that means it's going to be some of the best comedy bits of Eddie Izzard's career. One of the smartest, funniest comedians out there. Looking forward to that show. That's on October 6th. We'll be giving away tickets all next week. And I believe we're even going to have a grand prize pair of gold circle tickets that we will give away. But I got to talk with the Vets in Jackson and see what we can work out there. And while we're talking about giveaways, it's also, see, if you follow me on social media, you know that Fridays have been fun shirt Fridays, where I have been wearing a different, like, Hawaiian shirt. Last week I wore an Egyptian shirt with, like, hieroglyphics on it. Today I'm wearing a shirt that has, like, dragons on it. And so I've been calling it Fun Shirt Friday. But starting today, it's also Fright Fest Fridays, because we're going to be giving away tickets to Six Flags to go participate in their Fright Fest events. So stay tuned for a little bit more info on that later on. Are there people walking on the roof of... Yes, there are. There's a lot of people on the roof of Ace Hardware across the street. I was like, what's going on over there? But there's a number of people on the roof. All right. Anyway, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned. Back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
So I really love your callers. Yesterday, they were a little concerned for me. But anyway, I called to say we have a lot more in common, your callers and I, than, you know, I do with Harris or Taylor or Trump. But I will say this, when Kamala wins, we're all going to pay the same, get high gas prices, the same high food prices. We'll have issues at the border, hopefully not major ones overseas. So we're all in this together regardless. So I just feel like one side has a better opportunity. There's been 3.5 years to change course here and it hasn't happened. But I'm going to suffer like everybody else. And I just feel Harris is probably going to end up winning. And talk about a con job, everything that she's saying, I'm not sure that fuel prices, food prices, et cetera, are going to go down. So I will be suffering with everybody else. So,
that is one question that I feel needs more answering is, you know, what is going to be different than the last 3.5 years? Like you said yesterday, you know, you can lay out these ideas, but you haven't given the substance behind them yet. And how is it going to happen for you to be able to do these things that you're talking about?
Yeah, no doubt. And so we'll have to see. But I do like the callers being concerned. I think I thought I went off the reservation.
Listen, as I tell everybody, it's just talk radio, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you would say it's 3 minutes out of your life. Go on. Don't let what happens on the radio, you know, affect the rest of your day.
I never do. That's why you always take my call. So that's a good thing. There's some shows that don't. So there you go. Not me, because
I was going to say, if nobody's taking your call, let me know. That's unfair.
No, there's some lefty shows I've used to listen to that just, they're like, yeah, no. So it's nice to have diversity of opinion, that's for sure, and then let people choose. But at the end of the day, we are in this all together, so don't forget.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great day and a great weekend.
Yep. Bye.
All right, and if you want to call in, you'll have to save it for the next hour, but we will take more calls at 508-996-0500. We'll take app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We're also going to have a guest join us for a little bit to talk about an upcoming event, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. And as I said, we'll also have Fright Fest Friday. So people love to go to Six Flags this time of year, not just for the Fright Fest, but just for the fact that it's much cooler this time of year to go. Even on a day like today where it'll be warm, you know, like if you're going to go tonight, today's going to be warm, but it cools down by the time the evening comes around. But it's not cold. You can still be outside in shorts and a t-shirt. And then, you know, on the weekends, it's not as bad. So this is the time of year that you want to be able to go there, not when it's the middle of summer and it's blazing hot and all that heat's coming off the pavement and all of that. So,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.